Hi, welcome to another episode of Something Wiki This Way Comes. I'm Jesse Bergen.
I'm Thomas Tolles, and today we have a very special guest.
Improv superstar.
And you might know her best from the well-known improv company Smirk. This is Katie Curtis.
Hello, everybody. Thomas has reminded me I used to be in an improv group called Smirk.
Jesse and I were also in that improv group. It's kind of how we all became friends.
This is a little bit of a Smirk reunion. Oh. This is a podcast about remembering things from 8 years ago and also walking through a WikiHow article and then doing a little improv afterwards.
Katie, we're so glad to have you. I think you're going to break podcast ground by being the first guest ever to read us through the article. Are you ready?
I'm more than ready. Guys, this, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
I read WikiHow articles a lot, and this one is one that I keep coming back to.
Yeah, once every couple weeks, I imagine.
It's hard to put down.
That I've consulted a number of times, and I don't think I can speak enough as to how much I believe in this.
Well, our podcast has no time limit, so take as long as you need.
Well, well, I'll tell you what it is. Wiki, how to find ghosts in your house.
Ooh.
I want to say right off the bat, totally different process than finding ghosts outside.
Mm-hmm.
Different than finding ghosts in an apartment.
Yep.
Your workplace. This is specific to in your house.
Mm-hmm. So
just in time for Halloween.
We should just say, as always, we encourage you to follow along with the article. Now that you know the title, you can find the link in the description and read these steps. There are important images which will help you along the way. Once we talk through it, we'll do some improv inspired by it.
I should mention that you should not confuse this article with others, such as how to tell if you can see ghosts, or how to avoid encounters with ghosts in the paranormal.
Or how to make a planchette.
Totally, totally different. This is how to find ghosts in your house. Now, I think before we even start, if I might, I'd like to find out if either of you believe in ghosts.
Oh, man. That's a great question.
I'd love to answer that question with a short story.
The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe.
Quote the Raven. Yeah, I'm just going to leave that there.
No, Thomas.
No, that was much better.
Please.
No. Okay, so I went to this small town when I was driving to Hamburg for Christmas 1 year, and there was the saddest ghost tour that I've, like, just this lone man. It was, he waited for people to show up, and it was just my cousin and I. No other people showed up. And then we walked around this warehouse, and he played us audio recordings of, like, the sound of the filing cabinet with static in the background, and he was like, the evidence speaks for itself.
The sound of a filing cabinet?
Literally, he was like, this was over by the filing cabinet. You would hear the drawers opening and closing, and there would just be the tiniest bit of, like, feedback. And anyway, we pretended to be super impressed.
That's a yes.
Yeah,
you
so that's a hard
ghosts?
Yes. That's a hard yes.
I am a bit more skeptical. Mm-hmm. I've never personally experienced something that I can connect to a possible ghost, but I'm ready to be proven wrong.
Well, I think this article is working on the assumption that you do believe in ghosts, how to find them. I have to say, Thomas, I also went on a ghost tour once. Mm-hmm. It was just myself and one other person that showed
maybe
up.
That's always how it goes.
For the ghost tour, and so I also have to say, yes, I believe in ghosts.
Yeah. Right. I believe in filing cabinets.
Yeah, you
I'll
should try
you
a ghost tour. Yeah.
Jesse, have you ever put your ear up against a bulletin board and really listen?
No, but maybe this article will tell me to do that eventually.
All right, yeah, step number one, often overlooked. If you've decided that it's time to look for ghosts in your house, step one, look for stuff that is missing.
Anyone see anything that's missing in this room right now? Hard to say.
It's, now, No, I know what you're thinking. Of course, if I'm missing something, I'm going to look for it. That makes sense. But there's more to it than that. Mm-hmm. I think what's obviously implied here is ghosts take some things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there's some things I think that ghosts are more prone to taking than others.
Oh, yeah?
For example?
Oh, like cutlery. Mm-hmm. I think knives.
Files.
Like the matching sock.
Oh, where does that go when you put it in the washing machine?
Ashes, if you have urns.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, whoa. Double check your urns, folks. Mm-hmm.
I think a missing urn is a huge indicator. That's a dead giveaway.
No pun intended. Whoa, wow.
Ooh. Dead giveaway.
Dead giveaway. More like a dead takeaway, though.
So if you're completing a puzzle or something and you find that one piece is missing, you might have to go to the nether realm to retrieve it.
Mm-hmm. And this isn't to say that I don't think ghosts take things because they're thieves. I think they're trying to send a message.
Yeah, we can't stress this enough. Ghosts are on the right side of the law 90% of the time.
Mm-hmm. But if you've seen RIPD, that's when they go bad.
I don't know if anyone has seen that.
We've all seen the trailer and memorized the title. But
ghosts may have taken it away from theaters.
that film went missing almost immediately.
I should also say, if you're looking at something and it goes missing before your eyes, a huge indicator that there might be paranormal activity going on.
Or at the very least, a magician.
If one of your relatives goes missing, they could be a ghost.
Yeah. True. That's a really sad comment you just made.
Well, I'm just...
So if your relative is reported missing, you should assume they're a ghost?
Or maybe they were taken by a ghost. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you're playing along right now, just look around your space. Just see if there's something that isn't there. Something maybe was there even just a few minutes ago.
I think ghosts probably like to move keys around because I can never find my keys. I don't know. Look for your keys.
Wait a sec.
Ectoplasm on them or something.
Sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Whoa.
Did you lose it or was it taken?
Whoa.
Okay, what Thomas is getting into, I think, is a possession.
Which we'll get to later in the article, I'm sure.
All right, so moving on to step number two. Now, this is how to find a ghost in your house. Step two, turn all lights off at night except for a lit candle for only a few hours of the night.
Mm-hmm. Turn all of your lights off, but don't turn your candles off.
No. So one lit candle only for a few hours of the night. And I kind of want to read on because it does expand about this. This will make it easier to find the ghosts because they think that you're lighting a candle for them.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Now, if the ghosts have taken all of your candles, I don't know what to tell you.
So ghosts are easily confused.
Do you think when, maybe this is getting a little morbid, do you think when Princess Diana died and everyone was singing Candle in the Wind, a bunch of ghosts were like,
this is about me.
The ego on some of those ghosts is outrageous. Mm-hmm.
Maybe Elton John just wanted to find a bunch of ghosts.
Maybe, but it makes sense. I assume ghosts have lost most of their eyesight, they're missing a lot of the important parts that make a body work.
Yeah. I think ghosts can also, they can affect small things. Like, they can make a candle flame flicker. Mm-hmm. So maybe they'll see a candle and be like, oh, I can, get in there.
I can interact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you're trying to find a ghost in your house, after you've checked on all of your stuff, just lighting one candle in the night.
And staying awake, of course. I should specify the article explains a little-known reason for why people blow out candles. It says, that's why people turn off candle lights to not attract the ghost. So keep in mind, if you ever see someone extinguishing a candle, they are a believer, and they are frightened.
They're just not ready yet to encounter the things from the other plane.
Yeah.
Also, what it specifies here is make sure to secretly stay awake for the ghost. Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a Christmas.
Like Santa. Like a ghost doesn't know when you're sleeping and when you're awake. Right. You can trick a ghost by pretending to sleep.
It's the opposite of Santa because it comes and takes your presence away.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't light a fire, it warns. So don't sleep too soundly while that candle's lit.
Step number three, and this is where I know a lot of you are probably getting a little bit scared right now thinking about this. And I just want to say that safety first.
It's okay.
And what we're about to talk about is really serious. You know, people can get hurt, and then there's a lot of rules and regulations to follow. I just want to say that before.
Don't be afraid to blow out that candle if you're getting a little nervous.
Right. So step number three, get a Ouija board and try to communicate. Find instructions on how to use a Ouija board. And it goes on, much like I said, remember these boards are dangerous when meddled with. You could open portals and let out a lot of spirits and ghosts. Also, there are evil ones. So if you want to use one, have somebody with you and don't do it alone. Now, this isn't saying there are, it's saying there are evil Ouija boards.
It's what it sounds like.
Some Ouija boards are tainted. They've been, through their own trauma, and they only bring forth evil ghosts.
Yeah. And they give really bad advice if you ask questions. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're trying to find a ghost in your house, and meddling with a Ouija board could open a portal, which would let out a lot of spirits and ghosts,
yeah.
Is that I don't mean to be critical, Jesse, but it feels like this is the answer to finding ghosts in your house.
Well, there's a fine line between finding a ghost and becoming a ghost. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like once you open a portal, that's too many ghosts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, we've all turned to a Ouija board at some point for answers. I mean, there's a lot of things you can ask a Ouija board to find out about yourself, and about the people that you have crushes on.
See episode 9.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. So I think if you're going to use a Ouija board, I think the advice here, don't do it alone. That's very important. Have either of you used a Ouija board in recent memory?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to share that experience?
I don't feel comfortable sharing.
Was it a portal situation?
I'd rather not say.
I've never used a Ouija board, and I'm going to go on record and say that. I've used a Magic 8 Ball.
Yeah.
So it's kind of similar, but...
Ouija is owned by Milton Bradley, or is it Hasbro?
Oh, that's, I thought it was Parker Brothers.
Or maybe it's Parker Brothers, but that must have been an interesting transition, buying the rights to, like, the spirit world.
No kidding.
And then making a series of films about it.
Also, don't play Monopoly alone.
Just don't play an evil Monopoly.
Right. I mean, isn't all Monopoly evil, honestly?
Yeah.
I heard a funny joke the other day.
Good. We really need something to break the tension, because I'm getting spooked in here.
I hesitate to tell the joke, because I don't remember who told it. And I want to credit the joke. So if this is your joke, please phone in and... And we will take your call.
Yes,
we know you're listening.
We are live.
It addressed that exact thing that one of these Hasbro or companies has found a way to, on the production line, access the portal to the underworld.
And just a lot of ghosts at their disposal.
A lot. And the joke was, well, what if something went wrong on the production line and it went to the Hungry Hungry Hippos, and when you were hitting the hungry, that their mouths opened and demons came out. But it was really well constructed.
That's
joke.
A pretty good joke.
It was really funny. Wow.
Or like, what if you're playing Sorry and you end up apologizing to like your dead great uncle or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, then you'd be getting into trouble.
I also feel like we're running the risk now of implying that a Ouija board is a game.
No, absolutely not. No, you can't win.
And we should say Monopoly, sorry, none of these
not
are
a
games.
Game either.
No.
These are tools.
It's a metaphor of capitalism.
Yeah.
Ouija boards, just a few tips if you are going to use a Ouija board. Don't push it around. Wait for it to move.
Yeah.
When you have your fingers on the cursor.
Don't push those Ouija boards around. No. They will get upset. No.
Just be gentle. Just be patient. And if there are ghosts in your house, they probably do want to communicate with you. Mm-hmm. And they'll be there. Step number four. If you want to keep communication with ghost, try to use a tape recorder, also known as EVP, electronic voice phenomena. Ask it questions like, how old are you? Why are you haunting my house?
That's a great question. Yeah.
You can ask any friend.
How
that.
Did you die? And finally...
finally, are you married?
Ooh, no, always a touchy subject.
This is when you want to get a little more intimate with that spirit.
Yeah, like maybe if Patrick Swayze wants to help you with your pottery.
Now, some people say that when you're talking to a ghost, you're not supposed to ask them how they died because they might not know that they are dead.
Oh, man.
That would be traumatic to hear that while being recorded on an EVP.
On an EVP?
Also, I mean, it's a little rude to ask people how old they are. But ghosts just don't seem to mind.
I wonder if ghosts count how old they are from the day they were born to the current, or from when they were born to when they
died.
Like,
do they keep aging after they died?
Or does it reset and it's like, oh, I'm 1 year old.
Yeah, I died exactly a year ago today.
Right. Mm-hmm. If we had a ghost here right now, which I can only assume we do in this house, what would we ask it?
What's your name?
Nice.
What's your sign? Right? Yeah. Are you married? Are you in an open relationship? If you are married?
I would ask any tips for the Powerball?
That's a good one.
You know, they got access to that information, I can only assume.
Mm-hmm. I would ask the ghost if it can sleep.
Oh, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. What if they died in their sleep?
What if they don't know that they're... Never mind. I was trying to...
Ooh, I got chills, Thomas.
Oh, I lost my train of thought again. That's so interesting.
That's really scary.
If you're counting at home, folks, that's twice he's lost his train of thought.
Twice he's admitted to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who knows what the actual number is? Do you think when you get married, some classic vows are till death do us part, which implies that once you die, you're no longer committed to that
really
marriage.
That's a really great point.
So if a ghost is married, does that mean that they got married after
to
they
another
died?
Ghost, yeah. Or a goblin or ghoul of some kind.
Or a ghoulie or a goblin. Yeah.
Oh,
that's a good question.
That is a good question. It reminds me, I heard this just today. A woman said she modified those wedding vows to say, till death us unite.
Oh, maybe she was already a ghost.
that makes so
that
much
is
terrifying.
More
a
sense.
Dreadful thing for someone to say.
Whoa. I mean, then there's the whole issue of, if you're a ghost, how do you even get married? Because normally a priest would marry you. Mm-hmm. And ghosts don't want anything to do with priests.
Yeah.
How does that even work?
But you can pick anyone to officiate your
go
life.
To Ghost City Hall,
it's
get the ghost mayor to marry
something
them.
Something on the
ghost
internet.
Ghost Vegas overnight.
I feel like that was a Robert De Niro movie.
So this is something you're going to want to think about before you start looking for ghosts in your house. It's not just finding them. You also need a plan for what happens once you
have a list
find
of questions,
them.
Like as if you're going to an interview.
Okay, we'll move on. And this is really important. I think there's a lot of selfishness in the world right now.
Oh, yeah. Preach it, sister.
Yeah, so this might go for more than just ghosts. We are specifically talking about ghosts.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it could apply to, like, ghouls, demons, chupacabra, witches, zombies.
Sprites, fairies.
Yeah. Well, you guys know a lot of things.
Unicorns. That's all of them, right?
Cyclops.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I forgot Cyclops.
And spiders.
Oh.
Okay. Step five. Ask it if you can help. It will be best if you can try to help the spirit or ghost move to a better place. It shouldn't be wandering around the earth. And so, make sure to write down the responses.
So, for example, if you're living in, like, a really tiny bachelor apartment that's, like, a one-bedroom, half-bath, they're probably going to want to move to a better place, like a two-bedroom, or, like, something with a walkout basement.
Yeah.
something with a little more square footage.
Well, this, I think that this step, no, I wholeheartedly agreed with mm-hmm. everything that this WikiHow article has said, but yeah. this says it shouldn't be wandering mm-hmm. around the Earth.
Being in the realm of the living, which I've been pretty much my whole life.
That's, you delivered that very believably.
Yeah. trust me, guys. I don't know. I feel like, yeah, we don't have the authority to say what ghosts prefer. And I think to claim that this astral plane belongs to us and not to them. Yeah. I mean, that's just nearsighted and a little.
Do you remember what John F. Kennedy said in his big speech?
Yeah.
Ask not what you can do for your country, but ask what you can do for your ghosts.
Now, was that post the assassination, or was that before?
Yeah, yeah, it was through a game of Mousetrap.
Yeah.
I mean, it's entirely possible that your ghost has been living in your house since before you've been living mm-hmm. in your house.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah. And then you should leave, right?
Well, I think that's a conversation you have with your ghost.
Yeah. You just need an open dialogue with your ghost. It's all about communication.
Are they paying the ghost rent? If so, they have a right to be there.
Mm-hmm. It's about transparency.
Well, well said.
Because, well, you know.
classic.
Okay, now... Now, not everybody believes in ghosts. I think we've heard
Jesse. I am turning the corner. I'm turning the corner.
Bring him around. Some people, you know, just refuse to believe the evidence in front of them, anti-vaxxers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Maybe we should equate those two things.
Ironically, more likely to become ghosts. If they don't get vaccinations.
I mean, my point is, no matter how much evidence you show somebody, sometimes they're just not going right, to
I see.
Believe mm-hmm. what's in front
and yeah,
of them.
And yeah, there's the same amount of evidence that proves the existence of ghosts as there is that vaccines are beneficial.
Yeah, absolutely.
And undangerous. Yeah. Roughly mm-hmm. the same amount of evidence.
So step number six, get a camera, take pictures.
Mm-hmm. And I just, again, to the ghost tour that I went on, if he had even had one photo of a floating orb or something,
right.
In addition
to those EPV recordings?
Yeah, EVP. I mean, it would have made all the difference.
I was fortunate enough to be a part of a theatrical performance of a ghost investigation at one point.
Whoa, nice.
Tell us about it.
Well, this was in Seattle. It's an older theater. The audience would come in, and then the cast would use the entire space to do a live ghost hunt.
Oh, ironic.
If you will. That term is certainly not accepted anymore. Mm-hmm. I apologize. A ghost search. Mm-hmm. And we had all sorts of tools to use. Unfortunately, every time we did the show, cast members would die. Would die.
Wow.
Holy. Whoa.
Talk about... sacrificing for your art,
no
folks.
Kidding.
It was
They're
an
dramatic.
Incredible experience. Mm-hmm. But what one of the ghost searchers did have a camera and would use the flash during the show, just take pictures in all different directions. And
sometimes you need a flash to make the ghost show up, just because the lighting's not very mm-hmm. good. You're going to want to make sure that the red eye in the pictures is from, like, the camera being weird, or if it's an evil demon, because they also have red
right.
eyes. So it's
yeah,
just good
that
to, like,
can be a huge...
double check.
Right.
We should also say that if you catch orbs, they may just be dust or pollen, but some are spirits.
And it's very easy to tell whether it's dust or a spirit. You just have to look carefully.
Mm-hmm. You'll know.
Well, and that's kind of what I was saying is... with these pictures that we
right.
looked at them after the show, mm-hmm. there were so many orbs, and I didn't remember any dust being in those spots at all.
The dust had completely gone missing.
It wasn't.
Oh my gosh.
It wasn't pollen. It wasn't dust.
Mm-hmm. Did you have someone with hay fever walk around just to make sure that?
Yeah, like a sensor.
Yeah, of course we did.
Yeah, not to mention, they say that a lot of dust is actually made up of dead skin, which
that's ghost
turns
food.
Into ghosts. Yeah, exactly.
Wow. They do say that.
They do say that. Oh, one more thing. Orbs also have different types of colors. Mm-hmm. Just a heads up.
Yeah, just
types.
For fun.
Yeah. Yeah. But if it's a ghost, it should probably be white.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or like whatever color is behind it, if it's one of the spectral forms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's a few more steps here. Number 7, this is also important, it's just research.
Not as exciting as the other steps, really.
It's not, but it's no less important. There is a website that it suggests here. WikiHow suggests looking at www.manchesterparanormal.org.
Okay, that's a good one. I'm more of an Arsenal paranormal guy myself, but let's not get into it right now.
I highly, this is a great resource for ghosts.
Don't go on Wikipedia, because ghosts can edit that.
Mm-hmm.
And they can just put whatever nonsense they want on there.
Okay.
We'll move along. Yeah, we'll leave you to do the research.
I was going to make a Wikipedia joke, but it's okay. Let's move on to number 8.
Number 8. And I know some of you are probably scared. Probably a lot of you have had to stop and come back to this podcast a number of times. Mm-hmm.
This is our 9th time trying to record it. For some reason, the mic keeps falling over every time.
We keep listening back, and it's other people's voices.
Mm-hmm. It's weird.
But this is, again, I hate to bring the mood down. This is very serious. Step number 8. If a demon is the one haunting you, you may want to do an exorcism.
Oh, demons. They're not ghosts. They're, like, worse.
I mean, I guess that's the question, is how do you know what you're being haunted by? Like, if something goes missing, but that something is a vase full of holy water, probably a demon, would we say? Is it based on, like, is that the criteria? Because so far that's the only for sure characteristic of spirits and demons that we know of.
Right. I think you could, that could be perhaps one of your questions.
Mm. How old are you? Are you a demon?
Are you a demon?
Exactly. Were you married? Mm-hmm. Did you get prenup?
Yeah, because are demons dead people that just were jerks?
No, I think they're like a whole just thing from hell that like is trying to cross over. I don't think they were ever people.
Okay. But sometimes fallen angels.
Though. Yes, that's a good point. And you know, inner demons, if those are haunting you, you might want to do an exorcism or like go talk to somebody.
There's an interesting bit of information here. If you or a person is being controlled
if you're a ghost and you're listening to this, it might also apply to you.
If you or a person is being controlled by that demon, go to a Christian church. It doesn't have to be Catholic.
People,
don't go to a non-Christian church. It's not going to work.
But it doesn't have to be a Catholic church. It says that's a common stereotype. Mm-hmm. Any old run-of-the-mill Christian church.
Sure. Every other ghost-searching podcast will tell you, you gotta go to a Catholic church. Well, that ain't how we do it on Something Wiki This Way
Comes.
You don't like
to play favorites. No. Greek Orthodox, Russian Orthodox, any sort of Orthodox church is good.
Now, how many times have you, either of you, gone to a church and asked for an exorcism?
Every Sunday morning.
You want to tell us more about that?
I just like to go. I don't necessarily go in wanting an exorcism. I go, you know, for other spiritual reasons. But, you know, while I'm there, 45 minutes into the service, I'm like, maybe I should say a couple Hail Marys just to, like, in case there's a demon thing happening, just to kind of, like, cover my bases.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So far, no demons.
I'm Jewish, so I try to stay away, but there have been moments of weakness where I've found myself at the altar in a Catholic church just begging for someone to help me to save my cursed body. And, you know, it's great because in the Judaic,
hey, don't apologize to us, Thomas.
I'm apologizing to my people. In the Judaic tradition, you must fight the ghost yourself.
Oh, really?
Nightmare on Elm Street 3 Dream Warrior
style. That was a popular Jewish piece of cinema. If you're being haunted by a golem, then you go to a synagogue.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and there's one more step here, and I think it's important that people know you don't have to deal with this by yourself. Step number 9 is...
simply?
It's just Paranormal Investigation Group.
Or PIG for short.
You can join a PIG...
Find your nearest local pig.
A lot of these pigs have tons of experience, and they have all of the equipment. You don't want to be spending thousands of dollars on ghost searching equipment.
EVPs, cameras, candles,
Ouija boards.
Your candle budget is going to disappear fast, I'm telling you.
So there are organizations, and a lot of these are not for profit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of profits in them, warning you of ghosts, but not for money.
Mm-hmm. And this isn't, this is becoming more talked about, I think. Mm-hmm. Society is more open to this. There's some TV shows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. About ghost hunting, I think. Uh-huh. Ghost Hunters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spectre Finders. Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Spirit Boys. Love that one. That was really good.
Yeah.
Gas Buddies. Really good one.
Yeah.
Corner Ghasts. Mm-hmm. Really funny. Spectre Pals? Did I say that one already?
No.
That one's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Just rattle off a few more.
All right. Ghost Guys. Spinoff Ghost Gals. Mm-hmm. And the crossing over Ghost Guys and Gals. It's really good. Casper the Friendly Ghost Hunter. Really good. But copyrighted. Hard to find on the internet.
Yeah.
Because, Warner Brothers. You got Waluigia, which is really good. It's a Nintendo property. Not that scary. More for kids. And then finally, House of Cards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just my favorites.
Yeah. And I, for one, am glad. 10, 15 years ago, if you suggested to invite your friends over and look for ghosts in your house, I don't think they would be as receptive as they are now.
No, absolutely. And a lot of them might have just been afraid to admit that they want to look for ghosts. But now I think the stigma is disappearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you'll find celebrities, politicians, lying awake at night with one eye partly opened, watching a candle and seeing if it flickers.
You guys want to hear a scary ghost story?
I think now's a good time.
Close out the article. Let's do it.
Let's just blow out all the candles except for this one.
Yeah, leave this one.
Is that all of them?
Okay. This is a true story. This happened to a friend of mine, and I absolutely believe it. It was actually not too far from here, a neighborhood called Wolseley in Winnipeg, known for some very large old houses.
Mm-hmm.
My friend, I guess it didn't happen to him. I guess it happened to his father's colleague.
Right.
This happened to a friend's father's colleague.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big company, and she had just moved to Winnipeg she was moving with her family, relocating to work in Winnipeg, bought a house, only seeing it once, came in into town,
mm-hmm.
Found a house in Wolseley, liked it, made an offer, bought the house. She, from work, had to come in before her husband and children, and they were going to be joining her later on. And her first night in the house, she had a bed, a little bit of furniture delivered. She was lying in bed, and she opened her eyes, and there was a man standing over her, his face right above her face. She screamed. The man stood upright, turned around, so he was standing beside the bed, and walked backwards into the wall. She believed this so strongly. She left the house, would not live in the house. They had to buy another house. She refused to ever sleep there again.
Wow.
Yikes.
True story.
Yikes.
Ooh, vaccinate your kids, folks.
No kidding.
Did she tell a pig about that?
I think she's the leader of the pigs now. Winnipeg.
Winnipeg.
when my group does a good job, I like to say, that'll do, pig. That'll do. Just really affirming.
The last thing I want to say about ghosts is just because you haven't seen a ghost doesn't mean a ghost hasn't seen you.
Wow.
I just lost my train of thought. As you can see, this house was built in 1923, genuine hardwood floors.
I love the windows.
Oh,
Now, the windows are really the main feature of this place. They say you can see the whole street through these windows.
Sarah, I have to take a piss.
I wish you wouldn't talk like that in front of strangers.
It's all right.
I'm so sorry. What is wrong with you?
Look, Sarah, I'm sorry, but I gotta go.
Well, I wish you'd be a little bit more discreet.
Nearest bathroom is down the hall to your right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'll be back.
Yeah, okay.
Enjoy the window.
I wasn't worried that you were gonna disappear.
I was talking to my girlfriend.
Okay.
Well. I'm so sorry about him.
We get that type all the time, ma'am.
I don't.
It's okay. This house, it does bring out interesting traits in people. I'll just say that.
What does that mean?
The last people I showed this house to, his wife kind of... never mind. You wouldn't be interested.
His wife kind of what?
Oh, just kind of, her eyes kind of turned black, and her head spun around a bit.
What?
Yeah, I know, and they didn't like the granite countertops, which I just can't understand.
What? The granite countertops? These are beautiful.
These are beautiful granite countertops.
I do have a question.
Shoot.
I'm planning to propose.
Oh.
I know he comes off a little brusque, but I'm hoping that we can start a life together and find a place to settle down for a long, long time.
Well, this is the perfect choice. We have had more married couples here than any other house on the street. So many married couples come through here, in and out.
But I guess that's what gives me a little bit of pause. What is it that is turning people away?
Oh, some people just don't like that the basement is unfinished. Some people, don't like how the stairs are just too narrow, Other people don't like how the blood comes out of the mirror every Friday, but it's who can say why.
Did you say blood comes out of the mirror?
Yes, every Friday, and, also some of the cabinets are a little bit older, so.
Look, you've been very helpful. I'm just going to ask you, is this a haunted house?
I'm sorry?
Well, consider me relieved.
Peter.
Yeah? Were you having a discussion? You can carry on.
No, it's nothing.
I was just telling your girlfriend that this is a lovely house and you two would be perfect for it.
What are you saying, fiance? What's that about?
No, I was talking about my fiance. It was a slip of the tongue.
You saying my girl's your fiance?
What can I do?
I go to the bathroom for 5 minutes, you betray me like this?
No.
That was not 5 minutes. Peter, let's not, just leave him alone.
I will knock off $30,000 off the price right now if you purchase this house.
Whoa.
Yes.
Hey, that's a pretty good deal.
It's a really good deal. I just have a... Do you like it here?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, I wish you were a little bit more invested.
No, I mean, it's good. I'm
going to have to ask you to both hold these candles and just make sure they don't go out.
Okay.
And we can just go to the living room and sign the paperwork.
Look, baby, I think we should go for this. I mean, this guy seems creepy and cool.
He does seem creepy and cool. I don't want to be an alarmist. Peter, I think this house might be haunted.
Sarah.
Peter.
You've said that about every abandoned mansion that we visited.
I know that, but this time I really mean it.
Well, okay, I mean, what evidence has there ever been of this house being... I mean, where do you get these theories?
Well, the real estate agent.
What, you mean this guy?
He said the blood comes out of the walls.
Well, that's just an old house.
He described a possession of the previous owner.
What did he say? Because her eyes turned black
or
something?
And her head turned around.
Okay, I mean, I guess you haven't been to my family barbecues, because that kind of thing where I'm from is not considered a possession.
Peter, it's nothing to joke about.
I'm not...
So I've got the paperwork right here. I'm just going to have to ask you to take the ceremonial knife and drag it across your palms. Just get a little signature and we're good to go.
Look, I love this guy. Can we keep you? I mean, he's such a goof. Here we go.
I'll be around. Don't worry. I'll be around.
You're bleeding.
Perfect.
You know, if the knife fits.
Yeah,
here you go.
I'm becoming just... I don't want to cut my hand.
Well, did I mention there's an ensuite bathroom and a walk-in closet?
Sarah, this place is perfect. Just cut your hand.
Okay,
Quit fussing.
Ow.
Oh, come on. Stop whining.
Don't worry. The pain fades away eventually. Everything fades eventually.
Okay, I did it.
Okay, ow. Just, shake my hand. Great.
Huh.
Okay.
My wound is completely healed.
Mm-hmm.
This place is truly something else.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're both going to want to get vaccinated, obviously, because we've exchanged blood. But everything else is good to go.
Sorry, I don't believe in vaccination.
Oh, here we go.
There's a few rusty nails kicking around, and you're just going to want to get some tetanus shots.
Look, what the hell is this guy on about?
I think he's just, we exchanged blood, he's just trying to be safe.
God, jeez, you know, the radical left, again, working their magic, huh?
Okay, well, I like to be bipartisan, I don't like to label myself.
Almost a smooth transition.
Do you want to marry this guy?
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome.
Look, Peter.
Sarah.
I wish that we could go back in time about a minute.
Oh, yeah, well, have you seen the broom closet? That is a feature.
I'm sorry, is there some sort of time travel capacity in the...
Yeah, didn't you go on the website?
Whoa.
It was right there, under French doors.
ManchesterMansions.com?
Yeah. Just go in the broom closet.
Sarah.
Count to ten.
I'm going in the broom closet and counting to ten. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
this is ridiculous,
6,
Sarah. Nothing
7,
is going to happen.
9, 10.
Well, as you can see, this house was built in 1923, and they say the windows can see the entire street.
Peter?
Yeah?
The bathroom is down the hall to your right.
Oh, thank God. I gotta get out of here. You have to say something?
No, it can wait.
All right.
real estate agent?
Yep.
I have a bad feeling about this place.
Mm-hmm. Pretty creepy. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it's creepy and cool, and so are you, but I think we're gonna pass.
Oh, are you sure? There's nothing I can say to change your mind, you know? Lock your souls down here for eternity, and...
No, I think we'll have to keep looking.
All right, fair enough. You know, the basement does take on water in the spring, so I don't blame you.
Oh, I appreciate you for being upfront about that.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Peter?
Well, noise travels around this house, I should warn you.
Consider me relieved.
I'm gonna be outside.
What, Sarah, you don't like this place either?
No, I think it might be haunted.
Here we go. Alright, well, thanks for your time.
Well, thank you for your time. Both times. Wink.
Huh? Well, Sarah, guess it's back to the old Kijiji.
Well, who's this car pulling up here in the driveway? Who's that?
Huh?
Are you the real estate agent?
Yeah, hi. I'm Jonathan. I'm sorry I'm late. I got caught on the way to synagogue and, you know, that whole story. Mm.
But if you're out, then who's in there?
Well, this has been another episode of Something Wiki This Way Comes. We want to give a huge, huge thank you to our amazing special guest, Katie Curtis. Do you have anything to plug, Katie, or no?
Yeah, there's a ghost tour offered by the Dramatic Theater Arts Company here in Winnipeg.
Nice.
I'm not going to say that it's amazing. I'm going to say... You get to decide if it's amazing or not.
Yeah. What a review.
Very diplomatic.
I'm not going to say that The Avengers 2 is good. I'm going to say, maybe see it.
I'm not going to say that War Horse is great, but I will say it is 107 minutes long.
So, from our hearts to yours, thank you so much for listening. We hope we didn't spook you too badly. Mm-hmm. Just want to show a lot of gratitude to Katie for coming on and being being an awesome guest and showing that we shouldn't always read the steps.
Wait, where did Katie go? I swear she was just here.
She's missing.
And print.